launching into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are on the site for you. You can actually control the content there as well. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And whatever it is, it can be something fun, serious, informative, whatever you think our listeners and the hosts would enjoy. You submit it there, categorize it, write a little description, and then it shows up on the upcoming stories page on the website, wherein it must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page of the site, so more people see it, so we're more likely to see it and possibly talk about it on these here radio waves. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's free, of course. That's freetalklive.com. As we go right into you and your thoughts here, we've got Dane on the line listening in California. Dane, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Dane.
Let me turn my radio down.
All right, that's always a good idea.
I hope I can hear you all right.
Go ahead, sir.
Thing here. Yeah, first time I've been listening this last week. I guess you guys are associated with the Free State Project?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a Free State Project participant, as are the other hosts in the other chairs tonight. We all moved here to New Hampshire back in 2006, fairly early movers with the Free State Project. And I love the idea. What do you think?
I think it's great. In fact, what really turned me on recently was that I just got an article up on our website at paradisefoundation.net, essentially the New Hampshire Rastafarian wins his case. And I thought that was just a beautiful article. And I have a feeling it has something to do with the influence of the Free State Project people and the whole environment in which you've placed yourselves.
You are absolutely correct. In fact, it's more than just an influence. It's a direct influence in that on the jury was a Free State Project participant. Her name is Kathleen. And if you go to freekeen.com and scroll down, you can find a link to Kathleen's interview here on Free Talk Live, as well as her post that she made. She sent me
Friday.
Yeah, she sent me something via email that she had written up about her experience being on that jury as somebody who is a liberty-loving person, as someone who advocates for jury nullification, that is your right as a juror to vote not guilty based on your feelings about the law, whether or not you think it's a good law. And she wrote up her experience, and I posted that as an exclusive over at freekeen.com. So, yeah, absolutely, it was the Free State Project all the way from top to bottom that made that that situation occur, because the Free State Project participants who've been elected to office in New Hampshire had basically assisted and created that jury nullification bill that allowed this to be more possible, that is going to allow more of this coming up in 2013. You're likely going to hear more about jury nullification coming out of New Hampshire if everything goes as planned, and then. And so on the political side, it made a difference. And then on the inside the courtroom side, the Free State Project also made a difference directly.
That's great. I'm really glad to know that people are that involved. And yeah, I know one gentleman, he's a Free State Project participant. I don't know if I should give his name, but he helped to bring people to Hawaii, Bill Cooper and his daughter. And they did a lot of things there in Hawaii. You know, William Cooper, Milton William Cooper, and I mean, who that is.
I don't know who he is, no.
Oh,
it's a lot of people in the Free State Project.
Interesting. William Cooper, the guy that wrote Behold a Pale Horse, the book, and had the Hour of the Time radio program. You haven't heard of him, huh? I don't know.
No, I'm afraid not. The Freedom Movement is a pretty big place. So
I recognize the name now that you've mentioned it, but, I mean, I don't know anything about him.
Interesting. Okay, maybe the audience. Is there another way to participate with the audience? I guess they can choose to respond or not if they care to, huh? Well, William Cooper, I'm surprised. Yeah, the Hour of the Time was a radio program that ran from 1992 through 2000 when they murdered him in front of his house on the evening of November 5th to 6th in the morning.
Oh,
it's apparently a premeditated murder. Forensic specialist Craig M. Cotterelli, M.D., with over 500 forensic cases under his belt.
And who was his killer?
The specifics are hard to say. He's examining reports, you understand, years later. He didn't have a chance to examine bodies and things himself.
You said this William Cooper was a member of the Free State Project?
No, never said that. I said my friend that got him the gigs in Hawaii, the speaking gigs.
Oh, I see. I got you.
In Hawaii in 1991, he spoke on KNBI radio and K108 and and he did. They went to the they had the Ohana luncheon.
So they didn't catch the killer, is what you're saying?
No.
Oh.
No, we know the names of the people that were present, but exactly who did what is hard to say because there's no video. I've been able to determine that much by contacting the Apache County Sheriff's Department or I think it was Eager Police, one of the two. I've lost track, but at any rate, we'll get back.
That's
to
frustrating. So, why do you get any speculation on why he was killed? Any idea whatsoever?
Well, if you've heard his radio show, it'd be obvious to you. If you've read his book, it'd be obvious to you. Behold the Pale Horse has actually written several, but really it really came to the radio show was the main thing and the movements that he started, including the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, which was the name was modeled after MAJI, which is a majority agency for joint intelligence, because he was.
And what was that?
Well, it's a long story. Bill Cooper, I mean, to start from the beginning, I don't know if
we don't have time for a long story. I'm just curious as to what the this agency was. What were their goals? What was its purpose?
Well, it's in the name. It's made up of citizens of the United States of America. We do joint intelligence in that we do research to find out what the truth is ourselves. We don't believe what we hear and read necessarily, but we do listen to, as Bill put it, listen to everyone, read everything, and decide for ourselves what is true from our own research rather than just because we're told.
That sounds like a good thing. Why would, so you're claiming that they killed him because of that?
No, it's not just the research. It was a lot of things. I mean, he was involved in organizing the militia of several states, which,
gotcha.
Yeah, and a lot of things. You have to hear his radio.
That explains why I'd never heard of the guy, because I am totally not connected with the militia movement at all. I find it dangerous to the liberty movement. I think that it's fine for people to, if that's what you want to do, by all means, go and hang out with your friends and do militia-like things. But for me, it's a red flag whenever somebody says they're in a militia. It makes me think they're probably a federal agent, probably an agent provocateur trying to foment violence amongst the liberty movement. And I think that violence is if the liberty movement is violent or advocates for violence, then it's the death knell for our movement. I'm not saying it's okay what happened to him. It sounds terrible what happened to him, but it explains why I'd never heard of the guy. I just don't know who any of those heroes of the militia are. And, Dane, good luck with you, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We had this dude come around here in Keene, and within 5 minutes of meeting him, with a group of liberty activists, this guy was talking about how he was in a militia.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, like, other people, and not just mine, but other people's Ademo actually was the first guy that encountered him, and he came in and he said, "This guy's really creepy."
The ever-present liberty game of spot the Fed.
And well, it may not have been a Fed necessarily. It could just simply be someone working for the Feds, in that it could be an informant, for instance, some sort of a Confederate placed in there. But either way, it made me uncomfortable, right? The guy's talking about being in a militia right out the gate, but when asked questions about his membership in a militia, he was very secretive about it, not interested in talking about it.
He wants to tell you he's in a militia, but he won't tell you anything about his membership in the militia.
Right.
I met him at Porkfest because he came up to me, and he was, like, really weird about trying to get my Facebook information, and you can't search for me.
Did he know who you were?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
He was very creepy, and I didn't know this was the same guy. You actually had asked me later, do you know that guy? But he was really weird, kind of saw me from far away, made eye contact and came over, and then was just, trying really hard to get my information, and he was creep.
Yeah, I didn't want to tip you off to him in advance, and I saw you talking with him, so I asked you after the fact to see if you what your experience was with him, just having not been tainted by what I might tell you about him. And yeah, you had a creepy experience, as had many other people. So I think you got to follow your instincts when it comes to that. But, it's not
everybody in a militia is necessarily some creepster or anything like that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's true. I just think that being in a militia makes you more likely to be violent. That's just what I believe. Or more likely to advocate violence. And I think that advocating or being violent is not going to win the liberty movement anything at all. Being violent will just give them what they're looking for. It will give the government people the excuse that they're looking for to crack down harder and to hurt more people. And it justifies their violence. 855-453, you take control.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once-daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the air or online. 855-453. You may get on and talk about whatever you want. 1-855-450-3733 and join us over on the website over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all the features there for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or a video to show that they're listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it there, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Join more than a million people who trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business or create a will or a living trust or even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents people trust at LegalZoom.com. I've made my will over at LegalZoom.com, and Fortune Magazine calls them blessedly simple. I'd have to agree completely. They ask you some questions, then your computer spits out a document, and that document is recognized, you know, all over the United States. You can go to LegalZoom.com, use coupon code FTL, FTL is in Free Talk Live, save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we continue with you and your thoughts. Cindy is in Miami Beach, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Cindy.
Oh, hi, Ian and
hey.
Mark. I don't know if you brought Kathleen, right?
No, Julia's in the studio tonight.
Julia, all right. Yeah, I called up, and I've been thinking about what I wanted to say, and maybe I'm not that prepared for some of these issues, but I just want to touch on two issues. One is the Monsanto, I believe, has won the cases. The court deems the trespassing of, you know, the polluting with intermixing their seed on other people's land with their seed as true. And unfortunately, they've consistently won these types of cases. And I blogged on a farm wars, and I got all kind of broke with my libertarian stance on Monsanto. But I think the real issue is the trespassing issue, unfortunately.
Which issue is that?
Their seeds. Their seeds intermixing.
I see.
And
isn't that pollution, not trespassing?
Well, their seed is intermixing with normal pure seed that's
isn't pollution a trespass?
I don't know.
It's an unwanted encroachment onto your property.
It's a specific type of trespass.
Right. That's very key to a libertarian, I believe it's a libertarian perspective that trespassing, pollution is a form of trespassing on our soul. You shoot a bullet up in the air, it comes down on top of someone else, it's, someone else a couple of miles away, boom, it's, you know.
Manslaughter.
Some kind of pollution, you know.
Yeah, I get your point. Certainly, Monsanto, as was pointed out last night, the problem with them isn't that they're great at developing seeds and things like that. It's that they're attacking small farmers using the intellectual property laws in this country. And if they weren't allowed to do that, if we didn't have intellectual property laws in the first place, well, first of all, Monsanto never would have gotten
this
big
farm,
right.
You know, big agri at that point. There wouldn't be big agri if it wasn't for intellectual property.
Right.
So what was the second issue? Oh, already covered the second issue.
Yeah,
what else did you want to share?
Yeah, the patenting of genes and stuff with Mark's, that Mark's just saying. The other issue is the Occupy Wall Street. Now,
I've had
a lot of free time on my hands because I'm not working, unfortunately. I lost my ride with my taxi, so it's putting a damper on my life and going to New Hampshire. But I was going to tell you. Yeah, so I've been studying a little bit about the levelers movement or the diggers.
Mm-hmm.
And also some of the work of Kevin Carson and Roger Long on the book Markets, Not Capitalism, and his other book in defense of libertarian defense of communal property.
Now, Carson, Kevin Carson, isn't he one of those geo-libertarian types?
Market anarchism. I think there's a difference. I think there's.
What does it mean to be in defense of communal property? Can you tell me what that's about?
I think that we're not talking about private. You see, the problem is right now that state property is sort of like treated like private property. And who's
by the state, it is treated like that. Yeah, they treat it like they own it.
Who's going to own, you know, the roads? I mean, that could be tyranny. Before, the roads were a path, okay?
It could be tyranny, but that wouldn't probably end up working out too well because most people in the business world are interested in serving their customers, not hurting their customers. So the paranoid belief...
Well, they're interested in making a buck in a lot of cases.
Yeah, the paranoid... Right. But you don't make a buck unless you serve your customers.
Or if you collude with the government.
Or if you're a monopoly. But in the roads world, there would be competition, in theory, by other roads.
And if they raise the price too much, then other alternatives would come up, for instance, like helicopters or something else that people could use, some sort of gyrocopter that people could use to get up and over those roads. So I tend to not worry too much about the tyranny of the road owner, because right now we do have a tyrant that owns the roads. It's the government.
Exactly. Right.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Cindy. Enjoy the weather down there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with Nat, listening in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nat. Nat in Detroit going once. Nat in Detroit going twice. We'll try and putting him on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell.
They shut the cell phone towers down.
We have Matt listening in Utah. Matt in Utah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Just looking into investing in some Bitcoins. I know Mark's big on them.
I'm a fan.
You're a fan?
I'm a fan.
Good. I was hoping to get some advice. I was wondering who you use for your wallet and how you went about. I mean, I don't know how much you invested in them, but I'm looking to do a sizable amount and kind of nervous about it. It's my first time dealing with Bitcoin, so
you can have as much protection on your wallet as you want to have. I'd like to say I've had, you know, a good number of Bitcoins on just a wallet on my regular laptop in the past, and life went okay that way. The worst time I had is when I trusted a Bitcoin wallet on the internet. Now, as I understand, blockchain.info has a different setup than these other Bitcoin wallets on the internet have had.
That's the claim.
But I'm once bitten, twice shy, and yeah. I, you know, tend to want to back up my main wallet as a vault, you know, on a computer. Ian, you are basically doing this for me now, and you've researched a way to do it. Do you want to?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not hard to do. You can just look over on, there's like, if you just search for best way to store Bitcoins or something like that, it's on the Bitcoin Talk forums, where there are probably several threads, but there's at least one thread that comes up prominently when you search for keeping your Bitcoins safe. On how to do that, how to create a Bitcoin wallet in a safe environment in which, you know, there aren't any Trojan horses lurking about to capture your information, that sort of thing. So there's some research that needs to be done. Like, you could go out, download the Bitcoin client right now, and go buy a few Bitcoins and be fine. There'd be no risk.
You could probably put them on blockchain.info and you'd probably be fine too.
Yeah.
But
there's some research involved. Like, if you're going to get a bunch of Bitcoins, take the time to learn about how to store them safely. The information is out there, and good luck, Matt. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Of course, when you're ready, you can get your Bitcoins at BitInstant. We'll tell you a little bit about that in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything you want. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure. denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all the features on the site, freetalklive.com. If you've got some Bitcoins and you'd like to share them with us, you can do that. We have the Bitcoin tip jar to allow you to do that, but you first have to have Bitcoins in order to do so. And you can learn more about them at weusecoins.org. There's a good little intro video that takes less than 2 minutes of your time right there. But there's more to learn. That's just to give you an idea of what they're all about. And then once you've satisfied your thirst for knowledge about the Bitcoin and you're ready to jump in, and you can do that with BitInstant.
Yeah, matter of fact, BitInstant does sponsor the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Isn't that correct?
That's right.
So you can go over there and see their banner. BitInstant.com is the best way to get your Bitcoins. You can deposit money at more than 750,000 locations worldwide, whether it's a major bank or Walmart or CVS or 7-Eleven, you know, whatever it might be. There's one likely within 10 miles of your home, maybe even less. BitInstant.com, make your deposit, and you'll likely have your Bitcoins by the time you get back to your computer. We actually just talked to somebody who, Stephanie, our Sunday host, made a deposit through Dwolla. So you
cool.
can do that, too. Dwolla.com. I don't know. I wasn't familiar with it until I got into the Bitcoin community, but I guess it's a competitor to PayPal. So you can make deposits even online. BitInstant.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Right back into your phone calls. We go to Bob, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was dozing off. I thought I heard somebody talking about helicopters.
You were talking about helicopters and gyrocopters.
As a solution to the theoretical tyrannical road owner who could possibly take over in the free market of roads.
Well, couldn't there be like a Free Talk Live helicopter where we can cruise around and take care of business?
I don't know what kind of business you're looking to take care of from the helicopter.
No,
but
I mean, you know, go around and, you know, do what you do. You know what I mean? Like have the Free Talk Live helicopter just like everybody has their buses.
I don't know if I'd want to broadcast with all that noise in the background. It would really bug me.
Yeah, it'd probably freak me out, too. But I don't know. I thought it was a good idea, but
if we can afford a helicopter, then it might be a good idea.
Expensive, by the way. It's not cheap to fuel up a helicopter and keep that sucker running. Gyrocopters, on the other hand, probably a little more affordable.
It's your bill.
Yeah, I think the bus might be a better choice.
No doubt. But I just hate leaving the Shire. I just don't like to, you know, I try not to leave New Hampshire if I can avoid it. So hey, I'm the worst person to go on a bus tour with.
Because you won't go.
I almost did once. You tried to talk me into it, Mark. But actually, then I ended up trying to talk you into it, and we just didn't end up fleshing it out.
Actually, except for the police, you should come to Indianapolis and visit sometime. It's pretty cool, except for the police.
Yeah, well, that's my problem with going other places is the police, and I don't want to go to other places because
I'm not sure that's healthy.
What do you mean?
That you completely avoid doing anything in your life that might be fun because you're afraid of the police, which wouldn't bother you if you're just being a tourist and doing what you're doing.
Largely, the police don't bother you.
Yeah, except if you're taking pictures and they don't like that you're taking pictures.
You're just being affected by the news stories.
Hey, thanks, Bob, for the call tonight, man.
I think they worry when you take pictures of them.
They don't like that.
I can understand if you're living in Indianapolis,
thanks for the comment.
The police has more of a presence, more relevance in your life. But to say, like, I won't go visit anywhere else because there are police there and there's a chance that one of them could do this. I mean, you go to Manchester, the police there are awful.
Yeah, I know. I don't like going to Manchester either.
I just don't think that's really healthy. That's all.
I went down to Florida. All I saw everywhere was police. It was horrifying. It does not make me feel good or safe to be around a bunch of cops, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
You know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's, different places are going to have... The chance of you being harassed as a tourist going to some place by police is, you know, slim.
And I don't like being off-duty. I don't like seeing people being harassed by the police not being able to do anything about it.
That's what it is. It's an empowerment issue for you.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like having to stand down around the police. Don't like it one bit.
Well, you have to stand down around here. I mean, you're out on a suspended sentence for your civil disobedience from the last gig.
Even though I'm on a suspended sentence, there have been times, even when I've been on bail, I have still stood my ground in a number of instances with the police. There was one time I was in the courtroom. They cleared the courtroom, and I refused to leave when they cleared the courtroom. Everybody else left except for me and one other person. And one of the sheriff's deputies got up in my face and threatened me, and I stood my ground, and he backed down. Now, he could have probably arrested me for something if he'd wanted to, but sometimes you just can't. You just have a tough time backing down when you've been used to standing up for yourself. It's very difficult. That's what I was saying at the end of Derek J's victimless crime spree about why it's going to be so tough for Derek J on his exile tour that he's about to continue on tomorrow. He's leaving the Shire and heading down to D.C. to work for Adam versus the Man at AdamVSTheMan.com. And it's going to be a challenging thing for Derek because if he's out and about and he's filming activism, and the cops tell him to stop filming, it's going to be tough for him to say okay and turn the camera off.
Sure, he's been in a place where people don't say okay.
Right. So that's why.
I'd agree.
It's not to say I won't go somewhere on a vacation or something like that. It's just that,
the world is a big and beautiful place, and I think it's a shame if you're unwilling to ever leave your tiny corner of it.
I go to New York City. I go to California once a year to go to
radio stuff.
For radio stuff.
Right. We were talking about going to Las Vegas, actually, you and I. So I'm, a one-off, one shot dropping in, leaving, that makes more sense. But getting in a car and driving around, that sounds like asking for trouble. Because those cops are everywhere on the roads. You think I'm being paranoid?
I just think it's sad.
They are everywhere on the roads. But, I mean, you know, when it comes to videotaping police, at this point, the law is very, very clear. Especially in a pullover, you can videotape them. You know, I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, it won't stop them from arresting you.
It won't. Well, look, you don't have to pull out a camera and stick it right in their face with the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net. You're recording them. You know, all I have to do is tell a police officer when they pull me over, you're being audio and video recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where's the audio and video recording device? Sir, I don't have to answer your questions.
Right.
Can I help you today?
Yeah.
Are you conducting an investigation? Am I free to go? I mean, these are the kind of questions that you can ask them. They don't need to know where it's coming from. As a matter of fact, I recommend you always tell a police officer every time you see them that they're being audio and video recorded.
Whether or not it's true?
Well, the fact is it's very likely to be true.
Well, if it's not true and you're still worried about telling a lie, you could always say you may be being video and audio recorded. You are subject to being
tell
video
them audio. Constantly. Pepper them with you may be being audio and video recorded.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I get what you're saying, Julia. I'm not opposed to the idea of travel. I would just have to be really motivated to do it.
Well, see, I mean, I love it here. I have no problem living here at all. I've adjusted from bigger city life to this little rural town we live in, and I'm fine with it, and I think it's really nice and great, and I love coming back here. But for me to just say, oh, I don't ever want to leave because here I don't have to worry about getting pulled over and I can record them, I don't know. I think that's kind of...
Yeah,
so
it's
excited.
Just an excuse for me because I'm a homebody.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm total homebody.
Yeah.
I like to stay where I am.
The fact is, if you want your radio show to be promoted, I mean, there's ways to do that by going on tour.
Yeah.
And a lot of the fact is if we had been at the RNC or if we had been at the Paul Fest,
God, no.
I'm just saying that you would have had the opportunity to talk to some people at those events that would have been interesting interviews, and it would have made for a more interesting show.
I can't imagine there would have been
and
an interesting interview at the RNC.
A lot of people that would have seen the show that would have never known about the show.
Yeah. That's fine. We're doing fine. 855-453.
That's what he says every time.
Ian
that's,
doesn't want nice things.
No, he doesn't care. It's all about promoting
nice
his
things.
Activism.
I've got a radio show and some wonderful friends.
You're busy doing your activism. You
live.
Don't care about the radio show.
Sure I do. I make
I
phone
agree.
Calls for it. And I get it on more radio.
I wake up at 12 o'clock and
I was
make
up
two.
At, excuse me, I was up at 9 today.
To go to court
that's right.
for singing to the police. It has nothing to do with your cop.
855-453. More people need to get active if they want to have freedom sometime in their life. It's Free Talk Live.
Sing to the cops. We'll make you free.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even the remaining moments of the program. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you may support Free Talk Live. One of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com. Go there and sign up for as little as $3 per month. You can amp the show and help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks. All the details are there. So 855-450-FREE allows you to get in here in the remaining moments. Julia, you were going to tell us about Ron Paul. One of his supporters is a 16-year-old. He has created a video, and apparently it resulted in a visit from the feds.
Yes, this is from PolicyMike, as in microphone.com. Ron Paul has long warned Americans about the dangers of a federal government-supported police state, and now it seems his worst fears are coming to life. A 16-year-old Ron Paul supporter has been questioned by the FBI after he created a YouTube video for a school project which highlights how America is slipping into a police state. That's right. A child has been questioned by the authorities solely because of his support for Libertarian candidate Ron Paul. Let alone that his video earned him an A-plus with his teacher in American government class. Now, that surprises me. I like that. That makes me happy.
Must have had an okay teacher. My first thought was the teacher the person who snitched on him?
Right.
But I guess not.
Right, because often you get these socialist teachers, and they certainly they don't give you good grades when you have these sort of opinions.
Right.
Anyway, here are the details of the case. Hallman put together the video, which focuses on Ron Paul, anonymous, military drills taking place in American cities, and free speech for his high school government class. 1 month later, he was at his family home when FBI agents knocked on the door saying to Hallman's mother, "We need to talk to your son." Apparently, the FBI tried to recruit Hallman to spy on Anonymous. He told InfoWars they wanted me to be an informant to possibly put my life in danger to help them arrest and gain intel on Occupy protesters and hackers.
Sick.
The authorities also asked him about his support for Ron Paul and the Illuminati. They asked me why I had had a conversation with my teacher about the Illuminati. I told them that we were just talking about the 1776 Illuminati that formed in the Enlightenment era. I said that my teacher said that they were terrorists and not to talk about them. This caused the FBI agents to look puzzled, and they changed the subject very fast to anonymous. In the end, they finally left for an important meeting. He said, yeah, that's strange.
Did his teacher snitch him? Because how would
it sounds like it.
Right, how would they have known, or how would they have known that he would have talked to him about that? That didn't sound like part of the video.
Maybe they questioned him first? I don't know, it doesn't say. For Ron Paul supporters, this incident serves as yet another example of what the Paul campaign has faced all year long. Threats, harassment, intimidation, verbal abuse, and silencing by the Republican establishment, mainstream media, and the government in an effort to put down an insurgent movement. So, I saw that last week, and I just thought it was really creepy. I can't imagine how terrified I would be as a 16-year-old having the FBI knock on your door.
Why does the FBI have time for this?
It's bizarre.
I mean, from what I'm hearing in the story, and I don't know the full story, as no one does, but I mean, why do they have time for this? Do they just want to find somebody to infiltrate Anonymous? Because I can't imagine that this guy's the most qualified person they've got. I mean, they just knocked off a few Anonymous guys recently. That should mean that they should be able to go after some more, right?
They should turn them and
use them. I don't know. I mean, the fact is, I don't think you're going to be able to stop Anonymous just by knocking off a half dozen of them or something like that. Even if you get them every once a year, I think, well, about once a year they're knocking off a half dozen Anonymous guys. But, you could come after me and offer me $1 million to turn in an Anonymous guy or 10, and I'm not going to be able to find any of them for you because they're Anonymous and I don't have any connection with them. So why would this kid?
Right, you're not a hacker, so you don't have any sort of insight into the hacker community.
Nothing.
And what's the deal with asking questions about the Illuminati? Is that supposed to, you know, make people paranoid? Is it supposed to give credence to the conspiracy theories surrounding the Illuminati? Why would they care?
Pretty close.
It's very strange.
It does seem to give it credence, right? Like, why is the FBI going around asking teenagers about their interest in the Illuminati?
Just to see what the kid's talking about, see how paranoid he is? That's my guess.
I don't know. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-453. Peter is in Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Hey, Peter.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just calling to follow up on your earlier caller who called about William Cooper, who he, in my estimation, kind of hero-worshipped and made to look like, some counterculture avatar. I heard Cooper speak at a conference, about 20 years ago. I read his book. I read papers by him. And when he was killed, I looked into it as well as I could. I guess I should preface it by saying that there are police officers who are good people doing good work and trying their best to serve their communities. And two police officers, I think Cooper lived in the Southwest at the time, came to his door to serve what I understand was a legitimate warrant. And Mr. Cooper shot one of them dead, and the other one shot him dead.
So he's just minding his own business, is that what you're saying?
Well, he murdered a police officer, and another police officer shot him as a result of his action.
So the guy that called up claiming he didn't know who killed William Cooper was totally BSing us.
Well, either that or he was naive, and you can Google it. There are many accounts, but he really, I don't think he was some kind of government agent. I think he was somebody who was trying to develop a following. He had kind of an ultimate unified conspiracy theory and was very intimidating and something of a bully as far as I was concerned, being around him briefly. And all I can say is, as always, your listeners should do their own homework and
sure.
Not be enamored by somebody's take on, an individual just based on a rave on your show.
I can't imagine that anybody's, hears about anybody on Free Talk Live and says to themselves, I'm going to follow that guy to the ends of the earth.
Hey, thanks for the call.
I think it's very interesting.
You're most welcome, guys.
Appreciate the information and the personal experience, which is always valuable. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, you guys were giving me a hard time during the break because I'm an activist and I like to do activist things. As though that's somehow bad or detrimental to Free Talk Live.
I'm not sure that that's what we said.
That's basically the message that I got, was that you should be doing Free Talk Live instead of activism. Activism
but Free
is
Talk
bad.
Live is activism, and that's what I was trying to say. You should do whatever you want. I think Free Talk Live is the most effective activism you can do.
Free Talk Live is more interesting because we are out there doing, some of our hosts are out there doing activism, out there in the streets, actually able to report about the things that are going on out there and the interactions that we have with the police. And the other government people. That brings a level of reality to the show that other talk shows don't have. Besides that aspect of it, it's also something I advocate on the air. So how on earth could I possibly get on the air and tell people to, you know, stand up to the police and tell people to stand up for what they believe in and then hide behind a microphone and do nothing else besides that? That's pathetic. That's cowardice.
I think that
hypocrisy.
What one needs to do. You think I'm a hypocrite?
You don't go out and advocate the same things that I do.
I think what one needs to understand is that Free Talk Live reaches, you know, in the course of a month, 500,000 people or more, and that's the biggest microphone that any liberty-oriented individual has, pretty much.
You know, who wants to listen to a hypocrite?
Who's hypocritical?
I would be if I advocated activism on the air.
You've done everything that you've said you need, that you're going to do. But I think that at some point or another, you look buffoonish. For instance, when you're going to the courthouse and you're singing these chronic carols to the
people love
the
chronic carols.
Who's people?
People who are fun.
Okay, yeah, people who are fun.
That's right. People who appreciate good, clean fun.
Some people enjoy laughing at buffoons, no doubt. So going to the
you think the chronic carols are stupid?
I think
you're like the sheriff. He thinks it's stupid too.
I just do. I just think that going and hassling government bureaucrats out in their parking lot while singing, you know, the "you shouldn't be doing that here on Christmas Day" kind of stuff to them just doesn't accomplish anything. There's no point.
Sure it
to
does.
It.
It's fun. It's fun. That's why people do things like that, because it's a good time. And on top of that, when you're doing the chronic carols and people are wondering what you're up to and they come ask you about it, they love it. You hand them the information about chronic carols. You hand them the song sheet, which you can download for yourself over at tools.freekeen.com. They're great carols. They're basically classic Christmas carols reworked as anti-drug war carols. They love it. I mean, the overwhelmingly positive response, Mark. You wouldn't know. You don't go out and do it. You just stay home and do your whatever it is you do. Grow your tomatoes.
I make Free Talk Live.
Grow your tomatoes there, buddy. Cut down some trees while you're at it. All right, so we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.